currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
W8RCY.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Power's still out. Hello. Yeah, I noticed when I got up, I didn't sleep much last night. Stayed up because there's a few other people that I know that don't have power in the general vicinity. So, yeah. Are you going to be off today, or are you going to, I know you probably chased the generator, but I take it you're going to work from home, if you can. No, you can't. Duh. When do I need coffee? I'm sorry. Hello.
Yeah, I was just responding to somebody's text. Yeah, I'm just dragging my feet a little bit here. I've got to be in Wixom at 7:30, so I'll probably get on the road in the next 5 or 10 minutes. Get a coffee and then head out there, pick up the generator, then I got to run that up to the site, get it running, and then once that's all done, I hope the power's back on here, I'll run home and kill the generator. But, I mean, generator's doing great, but no air, you know, so it's already getting just a little close in here.
Okay, so you have power for the essentials, because I sent you a text this morning wondering if your lady needed any medications, refrigerator, stuff like that. My fridge is available. And if you go for coffee, Starbucks in the strip mall across the street, they have no power. So you might have to find coffee other than, I mean, the west side of DeQuinter would have, it looks like it has full power. So Tim Hortons or Dunkin' might be open if you need to grab something on the road first thing.
Yeah, I was going to go to that one. I didn't even think about that. So I'll go to the one over at John R. and 12 Mile. And then just head out from there. Not sure if the expressway is open. 75 to westbound. So I'll have to pop it in the Jeep this, see what it says. All right, let me get out of here. I got to do a couple of things.
All right, copy that. My radio will be on. My phone will be on throughout the day. I kept everything charged up in case I lost power, but so far we're good. And yeah, just be safe. Be careful in the heat. And, I looked at Starbucks this morning, and they shifted me to 12 and John R. there as well if I wanted Starbucks, but no, I'm just drinking plain old house-made black coffee this morning. All right, all the best. Stay safe. Stay cool. W8RCY.
All right, back in a bit. W8FU.
Well, I get to try out my new radio today, and I don't mean ham radio. What do you got? Well, this old Fleet Expedition had this antiquated double bin CD thing in it. I couldn't get anything to connect to it in any way. No USB ports, no nothing. Very frustrating. So, and it was, it had Bluetooth, but it wasn't working. And last time I had a cheap radio repaired by Ford, it was $1,300. So for $300, I bought a brand skippy new Kenwood with a touchscreen and Android, you know, and Apple AirPlay wireless. And I figured, you know what, I'm going to save a lot of money and get something much nicer, just double bin. So This is my maiden voyage with it.
Well, that's cool. You got an expedition now? No more escape?
Yeah, one of the guys at our shop has been crabbing about the big van he's got, so he wants an escape. We're getting one, but it probably won't be now until September. It got delayed because it's one that they're taking out of service from some other role. So I said, you know what? I said, I'll take the escape, which I was going to do when the guy that was driving it retired. But because I didn't have my radios in it, I was like, eh. But the biggest reason I wanted this thing is it has remote start. My escape doesn't. And then they had to replace something on this thing. I can't remember what they have exactly. And they killed the darn remote start. Like, what the heck, man?
Well, that sucks. Yeah, that's no good. All right, well, you caught me just as I was pulling into the driveway here, so maybe we'll catch up tomorrow or later this afternoon. I'll talk to you soon. KE8RUH.
Yep, I'm just stopping here getting a Starbucks, and then I got to get out to Wixom, pick up our generator, because one of my sites is down and my portable's down. So, all right, have fun. Catch you a little later. Good morning, Anthony. Have a good day at work. Stay cool. We'll catch up with you later. W8RCY. And Sean, that new radio that I heard in the background because I was fumbling around the other side. Sounds really, really good. All right, I'm going to try something really weird today. I hope I don't hate it. Trying a new coffee or cold brew or something. Sorry, I turned the radio down when I was ordering. I didn't catch your response. I take it you're trying something new and different and going out on, taking the big leap to something different. Well, I felt like something cold, so they were advertising this blue coconut lemonade, and it said more caffeine in big bold letters, and I said, okay, that sounds like me. So around 11 o'clock tonight, you'll still be ping-ponging off the walls, and I'll be talking to you on the radio. I mean, we're pretty comfortable when the power goes out. I got a really nice tri-fuel inverter generator. Runs off natural gas, and it's not that loud, and it runs. I got two refrigerators, the blower motor on my furnace, so it keeps at least the cold air from the basement blowing, up in the main part of the house. Helps a little. And then it keeps my area with all my radio stuff running and keeps Andrea's area with her entertainment, TV and all that stuff running. So we're pretty comfy on power outage, except the air. We can't run the air. And in situations like today, that kind of sucks. But anyhow, whenever you call me when it comes back on, or if you notice it comes back on, call me, let me know, text me or something, because I don't want that generator. It's been running since last night about 7:30, 8:30. And, I don't want to, it's going to be getting awfully hot today, and, I don't know if I necessarily want that thing running if it doesn't have to be. Oh, most certainly. I can keep an eye on the DTE outage map and see if it reports anything or, I get any alerts, even though I'm just outside the affected area. In a whole different county, but yeah, I'll keep an eye on it, and if I see anything or hear anything, I'll get in touch with you and let you know.
Billy White up.
Hey, hey.
So, mine
came back on about 4:30 this morning, at which point I had to get up and switch from my neighbor's generator to house juice for the fridge. And the AC's been running nonstop since. Sean?
Oh, okay. I did notice some utility workers at 12 and DeQuinner when I was going by that intersection, so I wonder if they have some things downstream. All right. Good morning, Arpad. Yeah, I've been kind of, I didn't sleep much last night, and I just kept an eye on things. And the last I heard as of when I was up at 4:15 this morning was saying that the blockage was out at, it was going to be out till about 11:30 today, but you got some of your power back. The Universal Strip Mall, I don't know about Kroger's having emergency backup power, but the Starbucks and Marco's Pizza Outlot building still has no power. I surmise my bank, Chase Bank, in that area does not have power. Pretty much that whole area still didn't have power as of this morning.
I guess it's just getting repaired a chunk at a time. Yeah, I was at the very western edge of that edge. The people across the street from me, west of me, had power all throughout. Anyway, I just booted up my PC, and it seems to be having a problem, so I have to go address that. I'll let you guys carry on, which is not a big surprise considering it went through about 5 power outages last night before the big one. So I'll have to go troubleshoot that. WNM, go ahead, Sean.
Well, now I got to pull over here and get a hold of DTE. Make sure I put in a complaint. If yours is on, I want to make sure that they know mine's still out. Well, DTE is aware that I'm out. My outage got changed to between 3:30 and 11:30 a.m. So they must have known that mine is separate from the main outage. And the blue coconut refresher is odd. I wouldn't order it again, but I can tolerate it.
Yeah, that was the update I saw this morning. It was going to be like from 3:30 to 11:30, whatever it was. And so that hasn't changed. And I sent you a copy of the updated map as of the top of the hour. And it's moved away a little bit from my area, but there's an area south and west of me that's in blue, and I haven't zoomed in on it yet. But I'm right on the cusp, one way or another, and just keeping our fingers crossed here on this end. All right, we'll let you get on the road. Hope you get through the freeway interchange there at I-75 okay, and you get your day started and going. Again, we'll be listening. And RPAD, you know, I'll be listening too, but it sounds like you're getting back to normal. W8RCY.
All righty. Well, coming up on the 696. And it looks like it's open for west. So, well, I'll tell you what, they should, I guess it would be good for either direction. I was going to say, why don't they have Port Huron sectioned off, but it is open from here that way. So, alrighty. Yep, can get on. Good. It says I'll be there at 7:25, so I'm still 5 minutes ahead of schedule. They open at 7:30. And I doubt, based on their leisurely opening of the place yesterday, I doubt I'll be able to get it out of there before about 1:45.
I'm looking at this new flop of power outages, and I'm a portion of my property here for the campus is in that zone, and a portion of it is not. so the small three-story tower at the far west end might not have power. I haven't gone outside and looked. And it has happened before where one section of the campus goes down and the other one isn't. Power should be restored sometime between 6:15 this morning and 2:15 in the afternoon. It's been out of service since 3:45 yesterday afternoon, but I have not heard anything about it. But then again, real quick, it was within the last 5 minutes that I looked at the map, and this popped up. So, fingers crossed. All right, be safe. Good luck with the generator. We'll be on the air. W8RCY.
Yeah, some of those blobs are really nebulous. They're not. They're kind of generally accurate, but you can't really count on those to tell who's in or who's out. But anywho, I'm going into the tunnels here on 696 very soon, so I will make this my last. Catch you later. Thanks for your offer on the refrigerator, by the way. We're all set, but I had a generator offer, and I had that offer, so all good. All right. Later, W8FU.
Copy. Offer for the refrigerator is always stands, and I just didn't think about it because I've done this before for other people over the years when power gets lost and they're on certain meds. And I apologize for not thinking about it last night. But all right, again, it's your last, and I'll be monitoring and. Like I said, our pad, I'll be around too. W8RCY.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
KE8WUO.
Connected to CMN Network.
Morning, John. N8WRO.
Good morning, sir. How in the heck are you? Hopefully staying as cool as possible. It's hotter than the surface of the sun out here today.
Yeah, it's going to be another scorcher today. I am inside in the AC. Knock on wood, that's working fine for me. Hope your shop is okay. It probably gets bad in a shop, right?
Yeah, luckily we're like defense and aerospace, and it's all tight tolerance stuff, so we have to be climate controlled. However, we got an extension put on our roof this year, and it is struggling to be where it used to be on days like today. Our office saw 79 yesterday, which is uncomfortably warm for an office. And the shop did reasonably well at around the same. So all things considered, we're hanging in there. I think we have an automotive division that is a bigger building, taller building, and it does not have air conditioning, and I think things are just miserable over there. But yeah, today would be like a horrible place to work at a heat treat factory, like Temprite over, you see it off of I-94. I don't know how those guys exist.
Yeah, that reminds me, in certain areas in the building I used to work at did not have AC. So So we had those big industrial-type oscillating fans. Some were stand on a pole. Others were mounted, and they would just oscillate. But on days like today, you're just blowing hot air around. It's really not cooling anything.
Yeah, the industrial world gets interesting with trying to stay cool on a day like today. A lot of places have those, there's like these rolling big fans that have like totes of water, and then there's like cardboard style inserts. I actually am not an expert on them, but I roughly know a little bit about them, and really, I kind of don't, but that's my rough understanding of what they are and how they work. But, you know, like the water creeps up the cardboard-like material, and then the fan blows kind of a more moist air into the shop, and it somehow seems to keep things cooler. But yeah, today is, you know, this week's going to be a hard week for a lot of people, just between power failures, you know, the heat, and then the fireworks. Hopefully everybody still has the same five fingers this week that they will next week.
Yeah, it's too bad. I hope it's back up now, but I heard that Sean's neighborhood was down, so that's not fun. Let's see, quick topic for tomorrow. I see that looks like Tom has the net tomorrow. Is that still accurate? Just out of curiosity.
Yeah, it is. It is still accurate, and he did send me an email if you're going to mention that. I did see it. Fortunately, there's not a lot of notice, and then he's a little tricky to get the add-in set up on, just because I can't really screen share very easily with him, and I probably should just go over to his house and get him set up. But be nice if he's bringing that laptop or some sort of device to the meetings so I could get them set up there. But that's my problem. I gotta figure that out. I was happy to just do the logging for him, and but yeah, we just gotta get him figured out.
NAWRO. So that's what I was thinking. You just do the logging for him. So if you do the logging for him, can he see it? Still see it though, right? Or is that what you're saying? No, he can't.
I think I can share. I'll have to look because I haven't done it yet. But I know that there's a way that I can share that SharePoint Excel file over the web, kind of like we used to do with Google Sheets. But whether or not, like, I know it won't let him co-author, and I know that he won't see or won't be able to make use of the add-in because it'll be like the web version. But I would like to make a web version of that so that it's a little bit more easy to distribute. But if I can get him on the Excel web side, then he should be able to see all that he needs. He just won't be able to type in the call signs for himself, which most net controllers kind of like it when someone else puts in call signs for them. So, I got to get on that. And I also got to get the question in, and I'm thinking about making it about fireworks.
Well, that would be appropriate for the holiday that's coming up. And then just to put a cap on that, I think you mentioned in situations like this, if it helps if I log for the website so that the right call signs go to the website, I'd be happy to, you know, give it a shot for that. But maybe it's not needed. We can talk tomorrow when we when we prep for the net.
Yeah, that works. Yeah, I gotta get into that today. Unfortunately, I got an email from Bob hoping for me to wrap it up. So I was going to focus on my 7800, but now, like, now I gotta. It shouldn't take long to. Depending on what I decide to do, it shouldn't take long to get Tom accounted for. But I want to basically say, if I don't have my 7800 done by today, that I won't have it for class, because he seems to want it. I'm a little confused, because, like, I saw there was some stuff about, you know, you have some time after the class to finish. So I don't know, I just have been a little bit pressed for time permanently lately. I was hoping to get it done before the class, but I thought I might have an option of getting it done after the class, but I didn't plan on it. But as we get closer, it's looking more appealing, but I don't think it's potentially there, so I don't know. I'll just have to, I wanted to just sit down and get it done today, so that's probably what I'll have to do. And then I just won't get any work done today or tomorrow. And that's perfect, because then I'll be off Friday and I won't be there Monday, so I'll just come back to another mess.
Yeah, I would strongly encourage the 700 and 800 be the priority. My understanding is that's not negotiable. It has to be 100, 200, 700, 800, and an FCC ticket prior. And our arrangement with Bob was, not beyond this week. He doesn't have an option to waive it. It has to be. So, yeah, forget about the net. We'll figure something out for tomorrow. But if you can, because I'd really like to have you in that class, 700 and 800.
Okay, yeah, I really want to be in that class, so I'll try to double down, and I'll make that the priority, and if I have time to fit Tom in, then I will. But he has done a couple nets without whatever he's asking for now, so he might have to do one more, and then I can shift gears to get with him. But, I don't know. Just bad timing.
I think that's the best call, John. There's only so many hours in the day, and yeah, the priority is for you to get to that class. So if you can do that, we'll, like you said, Tom can do one more net, you know, writing it on paper, whatever he needs to do, and we can publish to the website. We'll figure something out, but let that be the priority. That'll work. Sounds good. Well, you got to be getting close to the shop. I can cut you loose if needed. In HWRO.
Alrighty, KEAWUO. Yeah, I am getting pretty close. But yep. Yeah, I'll get that done today, and then I can put it behind me. The nice thing about those classes is once they're done, they're done. I don't think you have to retake them every year. I know it's not every year, but it seems like it'd probably be a good idea to retake them every couple months, or every couple years, rather, like every 4 years, as they update them. But, all right, well, I will let you go, and I will be monitoring. I'll let you know the status of my ICS for IF 7 and 800 as I get them done. I got midway through 700, so it shouldn't be too hard to wrap that one up and then just 800. So. Alrighty, KEAWUO, I'll stop rambling.
All right, John. Sounds good. Appreciate it. Have a good day at work. This is November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. I'll be clear as well, but I will be listening. Crunchy on that there, Sean, but caught the gist. You're back in route with the generator, and your power is still out, unfortunately, at home. N-A-W-R-O.
Oh, no, I was going to meet up with Sean, but that's not going to happen. That's what I was saying.
Copy.
John, I caught the very tail end of that on the HT and jumped back in the car so I could get out on the mobile, but yeah, no worries. Just wanted to let you know I heard you, and we will make that another day. You must be in the... Did not copy any of that, but message received, and I can catch you on P25 or the state radio or whatever, but that was not working.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Good test, Jeff. N-A-W-R-O.
Good. Trying out the new Mini at the office, so that's good. All right. WCA.
Awesome. Good signal for that little thing. N-A-W-R-O. Clear. KCAKJO, KCAKJO, from NAWRO. Nothing heard. NAWRO, clear call.
Kilo Echo 8, 15,
you're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
99 degrees, Sterling Heights, KPX.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
W8RCY. I copy you, but you're kind of crackly, popcorny, bacony, a little bit of everything.
Well, is it any better if we switch to Warren? I'm seeing in gross traffic, in gross spec, which
which is kind of like right on the cusp of which one to use. I can make you out better, but it's got like a shifting sound to it, but better, but not quite what I'm used to. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. I'm in my old estate right now, and I've ripped all the radios out of it, so all I have is my HP and a rubber duck. So rubber duck extra class mobile. My new one is in the garage. We're hoping that it cools off overnight in the garage, and the car will be nice and cool. So when my guy gets in at 7 a.m., he can start working on getting my radios installed. So I'm back in my estate for the day. Extra class mobile. Copy that. Explanation explains everything as to why you're sounding like you are, being on just an HT with a Wubba duck. And you got to get a Nagoya on there. Hold it straight up and down. You know the game. So definitely. Not much has changed around here. They're still saying 3 o'clock. Some of the map has changed in your area of residency. It's shrinking, basically, from Mound towards Ryan. But north and south between 11 Mile and 13 is about the same. But it's moving slowly. That map is frustrating as hell because I've got 3 different bubbles that I fall in. And so which one is it? Because they all got different estimated restoration times. One of them is as far as 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Like, we're already up to, like, 90 degrees in the house. I don't think we could get, we'd have to leave. I'd have to find a way to, you know, put the animals up, and I'd have to pull us up in a motel or something because, you know, it's unbearable. But Andrea called me about half an hour ago, and she said it's back on. So we're back on at least where I'm at. Yeah, there was a map showing that the Universal Mall complex was back on, and I called the managers at the Starbucks and Marcos, and they said, nope, no changes over here. But that other side there by Dollar General and what's the other business there that I can think of? But anyway, right across the street from Starbucks and Marcos, they had power when they initially didn't have power earlier in the day. So, but I'm looking at it right now, and they're still saying between now and 6:30, and it's been off since 6:50 last night. So, yeah, I agree. The thing is, every time I update it, it changes and resets and different colors and different blobs, and it's hard to keep track of it. I just didn't know how busy you are being on the road. You've been able to track it, but I get the fact that you might have to get it out of the house. Well, except it's back on for us, so there's that. So I'm running home now to fill the generator and make sure everything's coming down, and see where we're at. But our house is terrible. It's got leaks like a sieve, so it's hard to keep heat in the winter and cold in the summer. Keep the heat out in the summer. So we'll see. I know what it was when my wife called. I don't know. Hopefully it'll be down a few degrees. You know, but the problem is he called me at like noon, so the temperature is still going up for about 4 hours. You know, so our air is working against a house that's already at 90 plus rising temperatures. So we'll see. I'll see when I get home. But yeah, those maps are just horrible. You know, like I said, my street or my house is actually within 3 different bubbles, and they all have different estimations.
During your last transmission, the map updated, and in the approximate area just north of your location and common road, a whole grid just turned from light green to like a bluish purple. And then again, there's those little purple triangles. So it updated, and it actually updated for the worse instead of for the better. And it's like, okay. And I didn't do anything. It just resets every 10 minutes automatically, and it caught on that reset. So, yeah, I get the frustration for sure. And like I said, some of the businesses that I talked to in the mall, it showed that they had power back, but nope, you know, so... It's very inconsistent and very inaccurate, for sure, to say the least. Yeah. Thank you.
All right, I have to get through some traffic there. But, anywho, on my way home, can't wait to get that. That generator needs a rest. It's been on quite a while. The worst part of the day is coming up. So give that thing, let it cool down, give it a rest. And find out if the air conditioner is handling the heat. It should, we'll see. Hopefully we've dropped at least 5 degrees by the time I get home.
Yeah, I hope so as well for you and the missus and the dog and the cat, and the cat's probably saying, what did I come here for? It's freaking hot. Anyway, all right, well, I'll let you continue on home and focus on what you got to do when you get there. And, again, we're just monitoring the situation around here. I mean, our area, there was a problem close to me, south and west of the campus here, seems to have cleared up. It's showing... Fewer than five people don't have power, but that's closer to basically 11 Mile Road to the south and west of that intersection of 11 and DeQuinder. And then it looks like the 7-Eleven gas station on the northeast corner is still without power in that extreme corner there before you get to the big blob. So little by little, I guess they're going to chip away at it. But, yeah. I'll let you get home and take care of the situation there, and we'll catch up with you later. We'll be monitoring W8RCY. Clear up to your final.
All righty. We'll catch you later. Yeah, I'm just going to focus on driving here. At least the car is cool. W8FU.
Connected to CMN Network.
KF8GBB monitoring.
KPR.
KE8RUH.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Hey, we made the news. Who made the news?
Channel 7 News, they were live on the street recording for the heat wave and the power outages and all that. We were the biggest outage in the area. Just got ours back a little bit ago. And they were right around the corner from us, about less than... I don't know, about 10 houses from us around the corner filming.
Well, I'm glad you have power back. Hopefully your house is starting to cool down.
I got it down to 85, but it's kind of stuck there, and I can't seem to get it much below that. You know, the saga of an old house with... many ills when it comes to that kind of stuff. So I don't know, we're probably just going to have to get through the peak heat here and to get it cooled right down.
Yep, hopefully Hopefully it'll cool off in a few hours and your AC will start to keep up.
Yeah, a couple hours. So I just I got the generator unhooked and letting that cool down. Probably go out and look at the oil and check a few other things out on it and tuck it away. Anyhow, all that and the backdrop of generator problems at work as well.
You know, the heat, the extreme heat is just as bad as extreme cold. It collects up all the failure points real fast.
You know, would you rather have bitter cold and your furnace go out, or wicked heat and your air go out? I got to go with wicked heat and air going out. It's uncomfortable as hell, but it ain't going to, you know, bust your pipes or even kill you, more than likely, if you're sensible. But I'll tell you, it's a lot closer than it should be.
Yep, it is hot, hot, hot. I don't want to make that decision, but unfortunately, I would probably choose cold.
Well, I got the fingers crossed that we've seen the last of the outages, at least for a while. But we got to get through what I think today was the worst, and tomorrow is supposed to be a little better, or is tomorrow supposed to be the worst day? I can't remember.
No, I think we're on the downside of it. The all of the alerts go until tomorrow at 8 p.m., though.
W8EDP. Hello, Ewek. What happening?
I wasn't aware of any power outages, so I brought up the DTE map, and out of 2.3 million customers, there's 2,000 without power, and it's like one small area. I lost it on, I can't find it now on the map, but it's somewhere on the lower downriver area or whatever. There's one area. That's the only place in this, well, up north it's consumers power that provides electricity. So anyhow, in the lower part of the state, it's 99.92% up and running.
Hey guys, I just pulled in the driveway. I'll catch up with you later. This is K8RUH.
All right, Anthony, we'll catch you later. And Eric, the map works differently than it used to. You got to zoom in to get those bubbles again. If you go to right by me, 12 in the Quinter, and you zoom in on that, there's a bubble there where it says 131. If you zoom in a couple of clicks on it, then it'll show you there's still a couple of wedges there. And I think, yeah, I'm still in both of those bubbles, but yet I got restored a couple hours ago. So it's been confusing because I've been in three bubbles. And they all had different estimated. Oh, one of them just disappeared right before my eyes. Oh, no, it didn't. Oh, it's just the number changed, and they both became purple. That was weird. Anyhow, I've been in three different bubbles, all overlapping one another. And it was like a Rothschild chart, and I was like the solution.
Okay, yeah, there's a little weird icon on the chart until you zoom in on it, and it's not very logical, but yeah, it says that, yeah, there's two bubbles overlapping, but it's purple, so that means it's 99 or fewer, but still, there's 2,000 people out of the whole system there that are out right now, which isn't too bad out of 2.3 million, but yeah, I see what you mean. I just zoomed in on you're right in the intersection of those two bubbles.
Yeah, and there was a third bubble that I was in as well. And our pad was in, it was out with me. He got restored, I think, sometime overnight, 3:30, 4:30 in the morning, he got restored, which was our original estimate. But it didn't restore us, and then we got pushed out to like 11, and then it didn't get resolved at 11, and it got pushed to like 7. And then I think along about 2 or 3, I don't know, we got it back. And, you know, and now, but it still clearly shows there's outages right down there, right, you know, double whacking my street. Weird.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of a few weeks ago up in St. Helens. I mean, there was a power outage, and it was literally like 5 houses in my house right there. I'm like, oh, geez. I see another one here. 400 outages, 400 at Woodward Heights and Woodward? Yeah, Woodward Heights and Woodward area. It's 400. Then within that one, there's a purple one, which is kind of weird.
Yeah, there's a purple within the green. I don't. The map's definitely changed since last time I was there, because you don't see anything, and then you zoom in, and all of a sudden the bubbles that used to always be there pop up. So I don't know. I don't necessarily like it. It's not as intuitive as it once was, but I guess it's easier to see on the zoomed out map. You can look for one of those circles with a high number in it, and then you zoom in, and you can see. Oh, up near Bloomfield Hills, up near Pontiac. Oh, yeah, there's a whole bunch of crap going on up near Long Lake and Square Lake, around Updike. A bunch of outages up there, too.
Yeah, it looks like a butterfly or a flower, doesn't it? It's pretty. Yeah. speaking of air conditioners, I found a sweet spot today. The sweet spot is 75 degrees. I don't know if you agree with this, but I set my air at 75, and it's about a 33% duty cycle. Like it's off 2/3 of the time, on 1/3 of the time. I think that's I could sneak it down another degree or two, but then I'll be just running continuously. So. The sweet spot today is 75 degrees. I think a 33% duty cycle is pretty good.
Yeah, there's no sweet spot in this place. It's an old bungalow with terrible insulation, and the windows were upgraded, you know, a few years back, but all the surrounds and everything. I would have to do so much to get this place efficient. It's terrible. Leaks energy like a sieve. And I probably should have dealt with it over the years. But, you know, that's me making poor decisions.
Well, it makes matters worse for me. I'm on the second story, so. In the summertime, I have to run the AC almost continuously. But the wintertime is great because the units below me, the heat rises. So, I mean, I can set my place during the wintertime. If I don't touch the heater, it's like it never gets below like 64, 65 degrees in this house. Even if I turn the heater completely off in the winter, it's crazy. My neighbor asked me, what's your heating bill like? And I told him, and his eyes bugged out. He goes, mine's like 3 times, 4 times that amount. And I go, oh, thanks, buddy. Your heat's heating my place, too.
Well, we got power back, and at least we're not dying. And hopefully by evening, by bedtime, it'll be nice and cool in here. So I'm sure it will by bedtime. It's supposed to get down in the 70s. But, all right, anyhow, I'm going to jump out here, go refresh my beverage and keep hydrated, you know. I got to get with you something offline. I don't want to really discuss it here, so just very briefly. So, I don't know, name your poison, what venue.
cell phone, call or text is fine. All right, we'll catch you in a little bit. Do something, watch a little TV or something here. Anyhow, catch you later. WEAP, back out.
All right, I'll talk to you. W8FU.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
From a temporary site with limited range until it is relocated.
One, two.
Connected to CMN Network.
W-A-W-K-P-R.
Network.
Yeah, how's it doing?
Good, almost home.
Oh, I'm home. I'm sitting with my feet out.
Now we're in the car.
Well, there went the battery. I need to get a good battery. But I'll just use this.
Yeah, I picked up this radio at a garage sale. I don't know how good the battery does yet.
I had my 74A on for, I don't know how long, a couple days now, so it was starting to flash right at me. But I'll have to get it, plug it into the USB here.
Oh man, the park's crowded. Everybody's going tubing today.
Oh. I'm just sitting here working on repeaters until about 7 o'clock, and then I got to clock back into the day job and do some work stuff tonight.
Oh, okay. Got your schedule all full up. I've been building a computer, but I'm building it in the basement, so I think I'm going to go down there. That's where all the cold air leaks from the air conditioning, too.
Oh, man. You gotta stay cool. You mean none of it leaks upstairs?
Probably half of it. It's really cold in the basement.
Yeah, my basement's cooler. It's not, or lower level. Not full basement. When you're sitting in your chair, your head is basically like a groundhog.
This radio sounding okay? I mean, it's a nice little radio. It's a Yaesu FT4X.
Yeah, sounds fine.
Not bad for driving down the road with all the windows open.
Can't even tell, Scott. You're nice and clean.
Oh, wow, there's a first time for everything.
Well, now if Mark would only get out here. I've seen him have his radio on at his desk before, but,
Oh, yeah, I would tell him to get out there.
I sent him pictures of the two big black antennas I put up on the truck here yesterday, or last night. So I installed two antennas last night, and I sent them, I said, look, they're big and black.
They're also fake.
Then my third black antenna just arrived, came today, too, so. I didn't unbox it, because, well, I'm doing other stuff, but. again, the third black antenna.
Yeah, I got to get a nice 2 meter 440 mag mount I can put on the car. I got a long antenna on this handheld, but, you know, I got half a dozen radios in the basement I can put in the car.
Well, that's what I put, instead of a mag mount on the roof, this is what I've had on the truck since I, you know, put a radio in it. I got the pocket mounts and mounted two dual banders now, so I got one on the left and one on the right. And then I'm going to put a ATAS 120 HF screwdriver in the back corner.
Oh, yeah. I didn't show you the HF rig I got. I got a SDR. There's a guy at work that is actually part ownership of this company, and I bought it off him.
Well, I got the Flex and the 7300, but I bought a Yaesu FT891 for the truck. It says it'll be here tomorrow, so.
Oh, that would be fun. I picked up a really nice, really recent Cobra CD, you know. I've been listening to that. Not hearing anything, but I've been listening to it.
Were you getting your smoky reports?
No, as far as I can tell, all the truckers gave up on CB. I was hoping to, though. I was hoping to, because quite a bit lately we've come upon big traffic jams. I was hoping I could hear something ahead of time.
Well, I just find it funny. All the traveling I've done, you know, December, January, February, May, June, and now I decide to, you know, mount real antennas and put HF in the truck.
You got a second or two to play with it.
No, exactly. So. I want to change the frequency. 147.22. But now I don't remember what digit is positive or negative. Crap, I gotta look that up.
Yeah, this little Yaesu is really easy. It's like every radio that's been built in the last 20 years. But it also doesn't have the dual watch, so one or the other, and that's it. Did you do field day this year?
I went to Lapeer, Michelle and I went to the Lapeer Field Day Saturday night, and then Sunday I did a few hours, I set up for a few hours, used the new antenna here at the house, and, well, I did an under WHCMN, but, yeah, so I did a few hours. I want to say 60 or 65 Qs for a couple hours, so I did a little bit of field day.
Yeah, the guy at work, he was asking me if I hit field day, and then he's like telling me what he did. He was like basically up for 24 hours straight out of field day.
Well, Lapeer had a really nice field day, but I didn't. I think we left just after midnight, 1 o'clock.
Well, you were close then. Yep. Sounds like fun.
Not as bad as I've done some years, but I was doing, had the HF going today while I was sitting here, or while I was downstairs in the office working. The 13 colonies started up, so I've been knocking some states out with that.
Rip Eater Midland.
Rip Eater Midland. Woohoo! Go ahead, Cordial.
My God, it's so hot out that my sweat has sweat.
I'm going to jump out of here and eat my salmon and pierogies. Catch you later, and hey, wire in.
See you, Scott. Keep this here. Keep working on this.
What you working on?
Oh, I was noticing the repeaters were announcing the heat, extreme heat warning. So I was looking through the code, and the products that they had, they changed the name on it. So it used to be excessive heat warning. Yeah, it used to be excessive heat warning, which is now, and the product is extreme heat warning. And then there was excessive heat watch, is now extreme heat watch. So I'm fixing the text, I fixed the audio files, and then there was another issue with the software on Debian 13, which is what Midland's on. So I did some testing on that, and I think I got it working, so now I'm pushing the config up to Midland repeater to make sure it's now working on that.
Fun, so I cannot done working, then I take it.
Well, at my day job, I'm paused because I have stuff to do, but I can't do it till after 1900. So I figured I'd work on handy stuff till 1900.
That works. You know when TJ's going to get Detroit discombobulated, or is that going to be a while, I take it? I know he's usually on the west side of the state.
I was actually working on it this afternoon. I might do some more here after I get this done.
What is it, a link issue, or just that the receiver just doesn't want to play nice?
Oh no, it's receiving. It's just not transmitting, right? So, it's getting a whole new repeater issue.
Oh, I gotcha.
Quantire is on the bench, it's interfaced, I gotta finish the rest of the pie. So once I do that, then it'll, when it's ready for the trip, it'll come over.
What's up there now?
MCR 2000.
Oh, so it's a fancy little repeater.
Yeah, it's something, all right. Where's my extreme? I don't want extreme wind. Hold on. Why is it saying? Oh, I see. Never mind.
I'm going to be up in your neck of the woods tomorrow. I'm going to do the camera inspection and replace the power supply over there at Grand Blanc Genesis.
Oh, crossing that picket line you are.
You're gonna get work done. No, I've seen a water tower rain before, or crazy rain before.
Well, yeah, when they use your share. Oh, that didn't go right. Yeah, when they get moisture, it's a big bunch of cold water.
Yeah, the water was filled up probably about 2 months ago. 40 degrees. So it's one of those angled water towers now in the old one, you know, keeping it from the jelly sea. So you see the condensation line right above the city deal. Oh, yeah, it was coming down.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to test it.
Go for it. Yeah, you can get
jump. Dude, weather. Extreme heat warning.
I did it! got this done. Now I'm going to go work on another repeater. WNFS.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
WGAKLL KF8VIC clear.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
NANVN.
KEAWUO.
Wasabi.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Not a whole lot. Was hoping today would have been a little less hot, but but I did look at the weather ahead of time, so I should have known. But I don't know. The office air conditioner can't keep up. My truck's air conditioning can't keep up. But hopefully everybody's power is still holding up.
Well, I think I mentioned earlier, ours came back. You said it was around noon? I guess it was around noon. And I came home and filled the generator. I was just then concerned with the generator running for no reason in this. In these temperatures, it's not good to have a motor running for hours and hours, so got it unplugged and put away. And man, I'll tell you what, though, the house got so warm, it's just now it's dropping, you know, it dropped a degree, but oh my God, it was high, and we just couldn't get it back down.
Yeah, it seems like it reaches a point of no return, and it's just going to escalate, and you're just going to be there, and it's going to be awesome. That's kind of how my office felt today. I probably had it pretty good compared to some people, potentially some people listening, but the office got as high as 80 degrees today, and my truck is probably no cooler than that right now, but I'm almost home, and I'm fairly certain at least the basement will be cool, and I look forward to that.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, man. So, that would be nice if we could use our basement like that. It's not set up for that at this point. It's storage, no room. But, it's finally dropping down in here now. We got it down to, like, 83 in the house. So, we're getting there. And we We normally keep it around 79, so just a few degrees high. It's not terrible right now. Should be much better sleeping by the time it's time to hit the sack. Well, of course, I don't know about that. I'm probably going to hit the sack in an hour or so I don't know if I can get it down much cooler, but it should be fine. Anywho, nothing else really new. I've got my fingers crossed that my e-bike's ready tomorrow by close of business. I was going to go get it. I thought about driving it home from the dealer. It's only 4 or 5 miles away, which is normally, that's an easy pedal for me on a regular bike. And just have my son drop me off and then drive it home. But if it's, you know, up near 100, I think I'm going to second-guess that. Although it is an electric bike, so it won't be too big a deal. I don't know. Make it a game day decision.
Yeah, that's the way I always handle things. I just wing it, you know. The more I plan, the more things don't go according to plan. And, you know, things always go smoother when there's not a plan. So I'll have to bring that into emergency management. But yeah, that sounds like a good problem to have, you know. How are you going to get your new e-bike home? That's cool. I'm excited for you. I think today was the worst of the couple days. Tomorrow, I believe, is supposed to be it's going to be a little cooler, but it's not going to be much better. You probably won't be able to tell the difference between today and tomorrow.
Yeah, well, we'll see. But yeah, I heard it was supposed to be. I heard today was the worst of the days. That tomorrow is supposed to be a little bit better. Not great, but a little bit better. It'll be fun. It'll be tons better for us if the electricity stays on. But yeah, and then we're off Friday. We get Friday off for the 4th. So I didn't work a Friday in the month of June, and I count, this is the last, even though this is technically the July, but I didn't work a single Friday in June, and nor am I working this one coming up. That was not really by intention, but just kind of the way it worked out.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's nice when things work out like that, especially involving days off. But I somehow, and I don't know how, but maybe it's mandated or something, but with the 4th of July being on Saturday, I didn't expect to have Friday off. But somehow Ebenezer, you know, let us have the day off and gave us another couple watts to run the air conditioner. So, I don't know. Although I'm going to just head straight up to Mackinac, and I was planning on just leaving after work, but then now I can get up there earlier, and I look forward to that. And it'll be cooler up there in Mackinac, so that's another thing that I am grateful for. But then I'll be back Monday, so it should be a fun weekend. And then there's no more vacations after that, and I can focus on everything else.
So what's going on in Mackinac? I mean, obviously vacation, but are you diving or what? What's the or just family or some specific goal for this excursion?
Yeah, we're going to be diving on shipwrecks in the Straits of Mackinac, so it's probably the third year in a row that I've done that, and I just try to turn it into a yearly tradition. I wanted to do Whitefish Point, you know, over near where Edmund Fitzgerald went down, but you can't technically dive that. But it was already booked for this year, so we're going to be doing Mackinac and Whitefish next year. And so yeah, I look forward to that. The water is nice and cool. It'll be like 42 degrees probably at the bottom, maybe a little colder. And so that'll be a nice break from all this heat.
Yeah, very cool. I'd imagine that. Well, I don't know. Are the currents in the straits pretty fearsome? It's the same body of water. You know, it's not really like there's not water really flowing from one to the other per se. But is there any danger of currents or anything?
There can occasionally, like every time I've been there, we've had like pretty much perfect diving conditions. Right underneath the bridge is sort of the narrowest part of the channel, and you can kind of start to get some currents. If Chicago gets really hit with a lot of rain, and like kind of just dumps on the west side of the state, you have like an uneven distribution of water, and the lakes need to kind of level out, and so you'll see some current there as that happens. And then you can actually see it if Superior has a similar scenario, and that'll start shoving water down towards Lake Huron because it kind of dumps on that side, but that'll have to kind of equalize over with the Lake Michigan side. But luckily, we've had really, knock on wood, we've had really good luck with that. Though we can definitely handle it because we dive the St. Clair River and it's insane there.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, the currents are. I heard the Detroit River is the real bear, but what do I know? Is that one notorious for hellacious currents?
So that's the curious thing about the Detroit River is, like, specifically the Detroit River, mainly through Detroit, you're not really allowed to dive. And I've heard stories of divers going in and then getting pulled out by the dive team. Or, when they get out, the dive team is there gearing up, ready to go in and get them. But there's some operations that involve the Ambassador Bridge and things that people throw off of it that they like to be in control of. And then also just the river walk alone can have a lot of hazards thrown in, and so, like, needles and things like that. So they tend to not want you to get in the water at all anywhere through Detroit. But the St. Clair River, up through Marysville, Marine City, is strong. It's very strong. I can't really speak on the specifics of the Detroit River, but I can tell you that it is probably, it all varies based on depth and topography on the bottom, so I wouldn't doubt it. The St. Lawrence River is, like, pretty wild, too, and has some really bizarre currents that'll push you up and down, that's kind of bad when you're diving, because you don't want to just all of a sudden end up at 120 feet when you're supposed to be only at 60 with other people, and they're getting pushed up. But yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't doubt that it's a little hairy.
Well, there you go. Sounds like fun. I'm not a very daring soul. I'm terrified of heights. But that's something I could have probably done, had I, decided to do it. Might have enjoyed that quite a bit. Don't know until you try it, but I would imagine that it would have a bit of a claustrophobic feeling for some, and I don't suffer from anything like that, so imagine I would have been okay with it. But, never did. Never been, hell, I've never been really snorkeling, for that matter, except for just as a kid playing.
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, especially with the afraid of heights thing, because that's like one of the weird parts about it is like, you know, you can dive down to 100 foot and then you're looking at a shipwreck that's 50 feet tall and you can just fly up to the deck and take a look at that, fly up to the smokestacks and, you know, it's kind of weird because it's like, I don't know, it just... It resembles being able to fly slightly, and it kind of just is done effortlessly, and it's very peaceful, and it's a whole part of the world that a lot of people don't get to see, and I think it's cool, you know, but I could talk your ear off forever about diving, and I'll try not to do that.
So what's your best dive ever? I would imagine some exotic, you know, locale like down in the Caribbean or something like that. I don't know, but what say you? Best dive ever?
Well, that's a tough one because it's not going to be probably as cool as you're hoping, but I've never really dove the ocean. So I've dove outside of Michigan, I've dove in New York, dove in the Canadian side of the St. Lawrence River, been all over the Great Lakes, but my coolest place was definitely, coolest dive and coolest experience, we did a 5-day live aboard on Isle Royal, and so we saw, you know, Northern Lights, we saw the Starlink, you know, things scattered across the sky for the first time. We saw shipwrecks, you know, moose, eagles, all kinds of stuff. But there's one particular ship where, you know, it's the front end fell off, and it's kind of facing the surface. And so when you kind of go inside to look at the captain's quarters and, you know, I always forget the name of the big part where you steer the ship from, but that's all facing up, and so you have to go through the doorways diagonally or like sideways and then traverse through the inside of it sideways, and it's very disorientating, it's very awkward and unnatural to be, you know, horizontal and level in a place where you shouldn't be, you know, and so you account for it, but that just feels even weirder, and so that's probably one of the cooler ones.
Yeah, it sounds like a good time, beautiful, beautiful country out there, so get to see all that and then some and get a great dive in, so I can imagine, but that's the best I can do. I'm just scrolling along here. I had this up right when I heard you call out. Do you see this daredevil couple climbing the Empire State Building today all the way to the very top of the antenna?
Yeah, I did. It's interesting. I saw it initially when they had, you know, it was like breaking news that they put a flag on there. I forget what it said, but I know it had something to do with when the government knows peace, you know, blah, blah, blah. But it was all related to peace. And then they, like, got engaged or something up there, and I guess they've been identified now. And, yeah, pretty bizarre. I don't know how they bypass security enough to get all the way up there, but that is rather interesting.
Yeah, I watch some of these people that, you know, tower climbing and stuff like that. I can't even watch it. I get, you know, I got to look away. You know, these guys that are up on these 1,000-foot towers that they look down, or people that are doing stuff like that, and they film, they point the camera down, and I immediately feel like I'm, you know, I get all disoriented and creepy feeling, kind of look away.
Yeah, considering your affection for heights, I could see that being particularly puzzling to you, that these guys would do that. I don't know what, you know, they're devils, you know, really. I think that's what you said initially, and it's like, for them to do what they did without any safety equipment or anything to that nature, you know, is pretty wild. And they pay people really good money to climb those towers and change a light bulb or, you know, do a thing or two. And those guys did it for nothing, for free, and without the safety equipment and probably the insurance. I don't know if insurance would help at all on something like that, but holy cow.
Yeah, they call themselves daredevils, so... Anyhow, yeah, I doubt it's easy to get insurance for a daredevil. It's got to be crazy. Although, you know, most of them retire. You know, so it's not like it's a high mortality rate. It's maybe a little higher than other professions, but in general. You know, the problem is when somebody thinks they're a daredevil, that's probably where they get into trouble.
Yeah, I could see that for sure. For some reason, I feel like I'd be one of those guys. Yeah, I don't know. I did a little bit of rock climbing at a wedding party once, and where they actually, you know, we went out to California, Mammoth, California, and rock climbed some walls. They were legitimate, you know, but we had the climbing gear and all that. And I fell in love with it and came back to Michigan afterwards and bought all the climbing gear, and then there was nothing to climb. And so there it sits. But one of these days I got a couple buddies that go to, I think, Rock Fitness or Planet Rock or one of those type of things. And it's a gym up there in, like, Troy that you can climb their rock walls and practice your skills. I think it would be good. I was always a lot healthier when I could climb. Now I think I would fall.
Yeah, you got to have strength, you know, good upper body strength, and, well, good total strength, total body strength, but in particular, you got to have good upper body strength and confidence. You got to trust yourself. I don't, you know, I don't trust I have the power to. That's my biggest fear of heights and ladders and things like that, is I don't trust that I have the, you know, the goods to, you know, get myself out of a jam. And you have to, you know you can do that if you're doing anything like that, I'm sure. But what do I know? I've never done it, so I'm guessing.
Yeah, you know, I don't really consider that I did it, but I do have a lot of upper body mass, so not strength, but mass. So I don't know if that helps or counts for anything, but I'm working on reducing that. But yeah, I think, you know, when it comes to, like, climbing like normal people, not daredevils, is you do trust the safety equipment a little bit too, and some low to the ground, like bouldering style stuff, probably helps to build that trust, where you know you're falling in an area where you won't get hurt, but your safety gear is still helping you anyway, and you can kind of get familiar with it. But, you know, some of the stuff with the rock climbing, you have to belay your buddy. And so like you put all your trust in your buddy to be able to belay correctly, and that is I don't think I trust myself to belay for you. so there's that.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a different cut. It does that kind of stuff. Certainly never been me, never would be, and certainly won't ever be now. It's like any possibility I was in fit enough condition to do it was long gone. So, and that's okay. I can live with that.
Yeah, I feel it though as I get older, you know, climbing out of some of those hatches and whatnot, and even at work, you know, climbing up the ladder there to get on the roof, it's like there's no ladder once you pass the hatch, and so it's always a little precarious, you know, getting off the ladder and then through the hatch and onto the roof, I feel a little less confident than I used to in those type of situations, but I hope to change that because I don't know. I don't like, you know, feeling that way, and pretty able-bodied in some ways, but I think I could do better.
Connected to CMN Network.
Oh, yeah, you just got to get out there and do it, and you regain your confidence, and you know what your capabilities are. You know, that's the biggest thing is just not knowing what your limitations are, you know, as you start to age. But if you, if you know your capabilities and limitations really, really well, and then, you know, climb or whatever you're doing accordingly, you know, but you have to be intimately familiar with your capabilities and whatnot, so, yep, again, that's what keeps me from doing it, knowing my shortcomings, knowing what I'm not capable of. All right, I got to jump out of here. You got to be getting close, but I got some things I got to tend to. We got our power back on around noon, but the house is just now starting to cool down, so I think I can start getting things back to normal, opening up doors that were closed to try to cool things down quicker. Getting ready for bed here in a bit. After yours, W8FU.
Alrighty. Well, have a good night, sir. Thanks for the QSO, and we'll talk again soon. And yeah, I'm in the driveway, and it's hot, and I'm looking forward to going inside, so perfect timing. Have a good night. KEAWUO.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.